Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. The elections have been put to bed. We are done with them for this year. Getting ready to kick them off for next year, right around the corner. But wanted to catch up and find out, how did the elections go? So have Kurt Barr, who is the St. Charles County Election Authority Director, on the phone with us. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, thanks for making the time. I really appreciate it. I know you're probably exhausted from everything that you've had going on this year. It's been a busy year to be in the election business, hasn't it?
It has been a very busy year, but that's to be expected for presidential elections.
So I wanted to kind of check with you, after everything, has everything been put to bed so far as you know?
Yeah, state law requires that the elections are certified 2 weeks after the election. So last Tuesday, we had everything certified and sent off to the Secretary of State. So as far as we know, everything is done unless there's one amendment that was within that 0.5%. So unless somebody asks for a recount for that one amendment, everything else is done.
So in looking at the election this year compared to previous years, anything that kind of caught your eye and you said, well, that was kind of unique?
Well, the biggest thing that was different this election, specifically this presidential election, was the incredible increase in the number of people who voted in the 2 weeks of no excuse absentee voting. We've seen, in 2020 during the COVID increase, a lot more people vote by mail than obviously this time around, and a lot more people voted over the course of the 6 weeks. But in the 2 years that this two weeks no excuse has existed, and we've been in, not only just the election authority in St. Charles, but all the election authorities have been trying to educate voters, hey, we have this new feature that the legislature gave us back in 22. You can come and go to our main office, our satellite location, and vote before Election Day. And then very few people did that until this election. And 2 weeks before the election, it just all of a sudden a switch flipped, and voters were like, hey, why aren't we having more locations? Why aren't you ready for this mass increase in voter turnout before Election Day?
It's like, wow, didn't you have a crystal ball? Couldn't you have seen all that? I thought it was very interesting in the absentee voting, because my office is literally across the parking lot from yours. It just wasn't that busy. I didn't really see I guess there was a steady stream of people, that I would call it.
Yep.
But it was more of a trickle. I wouldn't say it was.
Yeah, we went Yeah, we went from like 200, 250 a day to 3,000, 3,500 a day.
Yeah.
It was a magnitude difference.
Well, it also didn't help that MoDOT had a, you know, a big road construction project going on the exact highway that you turn off to get to your office.
Yeah, you know, MoDOT, they make these plans 5 years out, but apparently they don't realize every 4 years there's a presidential election.
It just sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's a big thing. As you looked around the region, I assume you've talked to the other election authority directors. Were everybody as surprised at how many people came out and voted in those two-week periods?
Yeah, we were all surprised by that. And it wasn't just St. Charles County. It really was across the entire state. I don't know if it was the media did more to advertise it or if the other campaigns, you know, did more to let voters know about it, or if just our own, you know, efforts over the last 2 years to educate people about the No Excuse, you know, finally took hold. But we were all surprised at how many people showed up to vote before Election Day. We actually had as many people vote over the course of the 6 weeks.
Did I lose you? He was there. We'll call him right back. There you are. Hey, there you go.
Okay.
You said,
hey, sorry. I said that, in 2020, you know, we had people who voted over the course of the full 6 weeks. And this time around, you know, everybody waited until the 2 weeks. And so it was almost the same number of people, just we crammed it into a much shorter span of time. So, you know, next election in St. Charles County will definitely have more locations to be able to handle the increase in voter turnout, because this is, I guess, going to be the new norm. And so we have to plan for that.
So speaking of voter turnout, what was the percentage in terms of how many people came out and voted in the presidential election?
So in St. Charles County, we hit 76%, which is what we had in 2020. And then St. Louis County had 77%, so they were slightly higher than us, but we were much higher than the city, and you know, we actually had a better turnout than our neighboring counties as well. But it was a good turnout overall statewide for this election.
When you have a ballot like this, there were an awful lot of constitutional amendments and propositions that were on this ballot. It took people a longer time to vote, I would assume. And that probably played into holding up the flow of traffic, if you will, because there was a lot to get through in this ballot. Were you surprised that how many things ended up on one particular election?
So a 17-inch ballot in St. Charles County, a 19-inch ballot in St. Louis County is a long ballot. It's a lot of measures. But there's also, you know, we have these judge retention questions.
Yes.
And then, of course, you know, Missouri has one of the easiest thresholds for initiative petition process, which allowed for a lot of measures to be put on the ballot. Somewhat surprising. But I guess it really shouldn't be, because we have a conservative legislature and we have a process that allows left of center organizations to be able to take things directly to the voters and get on the ballot if they just have enough money for it.
So you get the holiday off for Thanksgiving. But when do people start registering for municipal elections in April?
So if voters want to be on the April 8th general municipal ballot, registration for candidates starts December 10th.
Wow.
And it ends New Year's Eve. So December 31st is the last day to register. So if you want to run for mayor, school board, alderman, whatever the local race is, the fire boards, you know, these local races that are on the April ballot, that's the time frame to register to be a candidate.
So what is the process if someone wants to run for one of those? Because those are the nonpartisan elections that we talk about. What's the process that you go through? It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do for that.
So the process is that if you want to run for mayor or alderman, you go to the city hall of that jurisdiction. If you want to run for school board, then you go to the headquarters for that school board association and register there. If you want to run for fire board, you then go to the headquarters of the fire district and register there. So unless, of course, you want to run for ambulance board, that's the only entity that candidates come to the election authority to register. I don't know why that is. It's just how the law is written. But yeah, then your voters just go and they say, hey, I want to run for this school board seat or this, alderman seat. And then you have to fill out some paperwork and you know, fill out a form that basically says, I don't really owe any taxes. And then you get put on the ballot.
Wow. So you're right back at it again. As soon as you get the big presidential one done, you're going to turn around and do municipal elections. On municipal, typically, what's the turnout that you see for a municipal election?
It varies between 10% and 20%. We generally see, you know, any given year, about a 15% turnout for an April election, a 30% turnout for an August election, and then that 60 to 75% turnout for the November election, based on whether or not it's the presidential cycle year with the governor and all the statewides, or, in 2 years from now, the only thing that'll be on the ballot will be the state auditor. It'll be a lot less on the ballot, so we'll probably have a pretty low turnout in 2 years.
Wow. Well, Kurt, I appreciate you taking some time and coming on with us. I just wanted to kind of do a follow-up on the elections. There was an awful lot of talk about them coming. Obviously, this was one of the largest elections that we've had in the history of the country. I think only to 2020 was a larger turnout of voters nationwide. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2020 was bigger nationwide, and it was slightly bigger here in St. Charles County. It's slightly bigger by percentage. We had 0.2% more voters in 2020 than we did in 24. But yeah, definitely a healthy turnout for both of the presidential elections in our county.
Obviously, there were a lot of people motivated. It would be great if we could get them to carry over to the April election and get those folks to care about your municipal elections as much as they do the others. But that's a follow-up conversation that we'll have down the road. How's that?
I'm willing to have that conversation, but looking at the data, it's the younger voters, the 18 to 35. That's the demographic that doesn't vote in April, that shows up in November.
We'll see if we can figure out how to get them to the polls. Kurt Barr, he's the Election Authority Director for St. Charles County. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks very much. We are going to talk a little sports with Frank Cusimano on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.